Chamunati Ravanachai. Chamunati Ravanachai. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamunati Ravanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paribraj Kacharya Tatara Sata Shishi Maresi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Nityalida Pivishtam Vishnupad Paramahansa Baribhajika Charja Statara Sata Shishima Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Pamsika Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Pranita Nandishit Vaita Karadhar Shivasadi Gora Bhaktavinda Shishi Radha Krishna Gopagopina Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavadam Ki Maya Purnab Dibdam Ki Jagannath Puri Dham ki, Nu Ramanati Dham ki, Tulsi Devi ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Gangamai, Yamunamai ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vinda ki, Glory Some of Devotees, Glory Some of Devotees, Glory Shri Guru and Ganga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudevi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktivinoda. So we're reading the last part of Madhya 23, which is 119 to the end. Okay. So here we are. Tabe sanatan prabhura charane dorya. Nibedana kore dante trina guccha laya. Sanatan Goswami then humbly accepted his position as lower than a piece of straw. And symbolically holding some straw in his mouth, he fell down and clasped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and submitted the following petition Nivedana Kori. Okay. Number 120. I don't think there's any purport, so we have to make them up. Okay. Nija jati nija sevi mui supamara. Siddhanta shikailo je brahmara gochara. Translation. Sanatana Goswami said, Dear Lord, I am a very low-born person. Indeed, I am a servant to low-born people. Therefore, I am very, very downtrodden. Nonetheless, you have taught me conclusions unknown even to Lord Brahma. So, this is not a common expression, but amongst great Vaishnavas, and in poetics, they often refer to Lord Brahma and say that Brahmadi, headed by Lord Brahma, just like there's a verse in the Radharasa Sutta like that Brahma cannot enter into his very intimate pastimes. And that's true, Brahma cannot enter into. At the same time, Sanatana is saying here that he is... supamara. Pamara yo vitata in the beginning verse here, I think, in this chapter or something. One of the Chirada Dattam Nijagupta Vittam Apamara that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Suprema Sampad Shriyad Bhuteham Namamritam. He has come to give prema, especially in the form of Nam Prem. That in other places, Kaviraj Goswami says, Nam Prem. He has garlanded the world with his Nam, his love of God, which is easily given through Nam Prem. And so that's what we're studying here. And these whole several chapters are Mahaprabhu speaking with Sanatana Goswami. And here, and he's repeating, Ni Jati, Ni Sanghi. Kubishaya, he said similar things in other places. Nij jati, nij sanghi. Here he's low class. Actually, Rupa and Sanatan were not born low class at all. They were born in very elevated Brahman status, which nowadays has been maliciously transformed at Brahman this, Brahman that, some caste system, especially in anywhere, India also especially. I read that a news article, not recently, but it was going on, especially in California, that the Indian employees of big companies, they still maintain this, even though they're all acting like sudras, which is, to us, it's kind of funny in a strange way. But it's funny to, not funny to them, that they would, say, put down or isolate what they consider lower-born Indians. So they had to pass special laws. But this doesn't really go on in too many other cultures, but it's still going on. So they bring this mood. This person, even Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, during Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's Gaudiya Math era, sometimes this was seen. Although I surrendered to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, who was not a born Brahmana, but they had vast respect for him as guru, but they used to sometimes discriminate the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. That they were, if they were born as Brahmanas, they would sometimes sit together. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta would sometimes come and make a special point. There's a nonsense and have to rectify a situation. So this is a persistent identity that's sarvopari vinir muktam tutparatain, and is like we could say ABCs of Krishna consciousness, that we should give up this upadhi designation, I am. So here, Sanatana Goswami, he's saying, I'm low-born person, ni jati, ni se, but not actually low-born, but he's feeling that way, which he's showing example that if one associates Sanatana and Rupa, they had taken association. Anupam also, I think, and with the Muslim king, Sanatana Goswami was like the younger brother, was the king, the Nawab Hussein. He loved Sanatana. Well, he loved him in his own way, but he was very, very upset, and he put him in jail, too. He put Sanatana, because he wouldn't help him conquer Orissa. And Sanatana told the king that I have nothing to do with this. You're giving pain to the personality of Godhead, so do what you will. You're the king. So he put him in jail. The big, long story of Sanatana Goswami, how he bribed the jailkeeper. He had hired the jailkeeper originally, anyway. So he had been in jail for quite some time. So he started to bribe him with so many gold coins. He said, he told him, I'm going to become a Sufi or some, I'm going to Mecca like this. Try to soften this jailkeeper. Because Sanatana Goswami was such an expert diplomat. Mandalapati, Tuchabat. But although Sanatana was Mandalapati, means literally mandala refers to the world, the whole world. Pati, the Lord, more like a king himself. And when he retired, he had boatloads of gold and Rupa and Sanatana. Especially Rupa had so much gold, he left some. Thinking Rupa so intelligent that something may happen in the future. So although he distributed, he also kept some for emergency, and therefore, so we'll read all these verses. We have a few more. I'm very low born, and the symptom here was shown that he held straw in his teeth. Danta Trinakori. Dante Nidaya Trinakam Palayor Nipatya. Prabhupada Saraswati is speaking in very nice, taking straw, because devotees should always feel very humble. Trinadapi Sunichana, Torapi Sunichana. Trinadapi. Trinad is referred to as grass. And so, especially one takes grass, also described they would tie something around the neck, like a kind of symbolizing like a slave or something, you know. And so when they first met Lord Chaitanya, they were like this. They were bowing down repeatedly, and Mahaprabhu, his heart was melting immediately. He couldn't even speak. He was crying. This is so many times Mahaprabhu was glorifying Sanatana, that Sanatana had all this weeping, horrible sores on his body. And disgusting, he thought, I have to get rid of this body, but Mahaprabhu was embracing him, and he was backing away. No, no, don't touch me like this. Showing the so much humility, and that he said, Sanatana, you are even my guru. When Sanatana was very humbly taking instruction from Jagadananda Pandit that he should go to Vrindavan, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, who is this Jagga? He is a new guy, a new boy. He called him Batula, like a upstart. Actually, Mahaprabhu and Jagadananda were boyhood friends. He's speaking like that. One time in Vrindavan, when Jagadananda, Sanatana was there, Jagadananda came to Vrindavan, and Sanatana was there. And so Jagadananda needed to, well, Bengalis generally not used to eating the diet in Vrindavan. Nowadays, of course, it's hundreds of years, but in those days. Therefore, Jagadananda was needing rice, and he was eating. So anyway, one day, Jagadananda was cooking, and Sanatana had a cloth, a reddish cloth on his head, and so Jagadananda said, oh, this cloth, oh, he was in ecstasy, thinking, it's Mahaprabhu's cloth. So Sanatan said, actually, it's not given me, it was given by Mukunda Saraswati. He was a great sannyasi at the time. And Jagadananda became very alarmed, so much so he was angry, the transformations of prema. And he was threatening him with a pot. He was so ecstatic, so ecstatically angry. So Sanatan was saying, now I understand why I have worn this cloth, because you're giving me the lesson of your devotion to Mahaprabhu. I don't have this type of devotion. So Sanatan was always showing this great humility. And so during this period of being instructed, it goes on. I mean, we can read these books over and over and every day and every week and every minute of the day. Chintyatam, chintyatam bhaktas, chaitanyatam. Always think of this. We're benedicted. Sada hridaya kandare spurtu vasachinanda. We've got vast benediction from Rupa and Krishnas Kaviraj, all our line of acharyas. So we should study, read it, relish it, this Chaitanya Charitamrita. And here, so we're speaking here of Sanatan. And okay, and we'll go on here, next verse. To me, Jai Kohilo, Jai Siddhantamrita Sindhu. Mora mana chunite nari ihare ko bindu. The conclusions that you have told me are the ocean of ambrosia of truth. My mind is unable to approach even a drop of that ocean. Nahi eka bindu. Kripa bindu. Many times the devotees pray, just give me a drop of... Of course, Chaitanya explains that even a drop of the ocean, this ocean of nectar, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami's famous book. So if one even gets a drop, it just needs a drop. It doesn't need that much. So they're praying for only one, just give me a drop of this mercy. Not even. Don't give me the whole ocean. I don't. Just a drop. So here it says, "Mora mana chunite." I can't even touch. Nari iha eka bindu. I'm unable to approach even a drop of the ocean. Now, throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says, "Akatana kata." This is, you can't speak this. It's like not possible. Who could describe even a drop? In the beginning of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami has written like that. Who could even describe the leelas of Krishna and the gopis? Still, he's describing. But even so empowered, I was just looking at Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So Prabhupada says, one must read Brihad Bhagavatamrita. If you want to know about bhakti, the bhaktas, and Krishna himself, then you have to read. So I was thinking that Sanatana Goswami is such a vast genius that, and he's saying here, I can't even understand one drop. But by being empowered, there's some special verses written by the Kavi Kanapur describing Rupa and Sanatana, that they're, how they're sprinkled with the mercy of, probably Mukunda could speak to a verse, but I disturb him. But I don't remember the exact verses, but several verses. How wonderful, and they're quoted here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. They got the full mercy, and this is part of it. They're so humble. When Mahaprabhu he couldn't even speak when he first saw them, even. Namo Mahavaranya, and they were praying, offering so many prayers. They could do that. We cannot, we can speak something, you know. Like, Mukha Kavita Kori Jansabara Smarane Pango Girilangi. Mukham Koroti Vachalam Pangulanga Degarina Kripa. So by the mercy of Guru we can speak something, but we can see. How would we know anything? What if Mahaprabhu came here now? I mean, we could speak something, we'd probably get choked up and leave our bodies or something. But if we don't know anything, but Sanatana and Rupa, they were vastly learned. Mahaprabhu said often that Sanatana is even like my guru. He was chastising Jagadananda. How could he speak? And Sanatana was thinking, when he saw the chastisement of Jagadananda in Puri, and he said, oh, now I understand that Jagadananda is much more confidential than I am. This is great. Sanatana Goswami is thinking like that. Because he was being chastised, he is getting the nectar of this chastisement, whereas I'm getting this so-called praising. You're praising me, therefore he is much more confidential. And Mahaprabhu said, no, that's not like that. You are such a great person. You are like my guru. But Sanatana did not want to hear this type of praise, especially from Lord Chaitanya. Siddhantera, Siddhantamrita. This is the nectar of the Siddhanta, Siddhanta Dvanta Harine. This description of Rupa Goswami and also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, they don't stand, all our acharyas. They're establishing the Siddhanta Bolya Chitte na Koro Alas. There should always be discussion of the Siddhanta. Sometimes there's some disagreement. people are not always agreeing. In fact, Sanatana Goswami, he presents this in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita in many places. They like when the Vaikuntha Dutas, they were speaking with this Gopa Kumar and trying to, there was some, so they were saying, Sanatana Goswami is giving his tika, his commentaries, of course, is wonderful, that these resident, like the Pipalayana and the Navayogendras in Janaloka, they like to meditate on Krishna like that, but they're a little, not completely, according to this discussion, the Vaikuntha Dutas, they're explaining that Krishna Shanana Vida Kirtaneshu Tannama Sankirtanam. So Nama Sankirtanam Eva Mukyam. There's many types of discussion and different seva that one can do. But all of that, they're explaining there, it's in the Priyad Bhagavatamrita. So when you see these verses by written, composed, thought of, in from the heart of Sanatana Goswami, you think, he's saying he cannot approach, it's unfathomable, he cannot approach Chaitanya Rupa, what to speak of us, without Sanatana, without Rupa, without these acharyas, we are nothing, zero. So he's speaking in these verses, Krishna Shana, there's so many types of glorification of Krishna, Nana Vida, many types. And that's all been discussed throughout the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, throughout, but they're going back and forth. So, and it's being described. Yeah, there's so many names. Some people may chant Rama, other people, there's Sanatana quotes so many verses that it's unfathomable in his commentaries. So within that, they're discussing. They're not fighting over it, but they're discussing. This is Siddhanta Bolya Chitti no Karala. So one should discuss this Siddhanta. But still, Sanatana brings us to the conclusion that Tannama Sankirtanam, that this Nama Aikasmin Indriye, even though, because the argument, those who meditate on Krishna, is still going on. People say, oh, we just meditate on Krishna. No. Prabhupada, when I was in Brooklyn and Henry Street, Prabhupada was giving a lecture in 71, it was from 6-1 canto, but during the lecture he said, so people are surprised that we say that simply by chanting you get perfection. Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam. Smaranam comes after chanting and hearing, Prabhupada said. So you capture the mind like this. Oh, Sanatana is explaining in great depth, wonderful poetic expertise. Krishna Shanas Tannama Sankirtana Vimukyam Tat Prema Sampad. You get this prema. Tat Prema Sampad Janane Swayam Drak Trashtam Tatak Shreshta Tamam. Therefore, Shreshta. This is the most perfect thing. Because you think, oh, it's just some tongue, the mundane tongue. How can you know, the mind is very turbulent. You have to control it. And if you can control the mind, then this is much greater than simply chanting. By chanting, it's too easy. Kevala Nandagan, it is easy. We're being always encouraged that chanting is a very easy method. And one comes to so Siddhanta Bodhicitta, when Sanatana Goswami is discussing it, be it Bhagavatamrita, we're reading about Sanatana Goswami. And just reading all these pastimes is wonderful and ecstatic, but when we see what he realized, or what perfection he achieved by being in the association so many times with Lord Chaitanya, and to write these books is like inconceivable. So that discussion, so by the one sense, tat prabhor janatopi shan nama sankirtanam varam. This varam means the greatest boon, the best. Nama sankirtanam is the, because it floods all the other senses. And tat janatopi shan, and others are benefited, not just as Prahlad describes, that praying to David Muni, Savi Mukti Kama. We're not after Savi Mukti Kama, simply our own liberation. This is an impersonal idea, after your own liberation. No, these Vaishnavas are so merciful. Ha, Vishvambaraha Maharasamaya, Premaika Sampannide. There's one great verse also by Prabhupada where he's describing in ecstatic separation, Ha Vishvambaraha Maharasama, Premaika somebody. He's the ocean of prema. So somehow or other we're getting this. But described in the final end of Chaitanya Charita, Premar Sabhav Jaha Premara Sambandha, where there is actually prema, just being described by Krishna's Kaviraj, and Lord Chaitanya's the greatest example, that he's feeling not prema. I don't have prema. Na prema gandoshti, torapi meharo. I don't have a scent of prema. He thinks, vanchatosmi, vanchatosmi, vanchatosmi. Everyone is, there's a flood of love of God, but I have not even gotten this one drop, one drop. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming with all these jewels, the love of God, prema ratana dana, hela harainu. Narottam Das is lamenting that gora pahung na bhajiya. He is also exemplifying this humility. I didn't worship. As far as we're concerned, yes, you worship, you're perfect. But they are simultaneously thinking this way. This Vipralamba Seva, I've not got yet. Hey, Rod, hey, Vrajadevi, where is Radhe? Where is Krishna? Always looking. Premam Boni Di, Premam Nitam Boni Di. They're absorbed. All six Goswamis described there by Srinivasacharya. Krishna Kirtana Gana, all the activities. And Shri Gauranga Gunana Vanana Vidosha Dasam Papa Tapana Kintano. They're not only after that for themselves, but all Pujito, they should be worshipped and surrendered to our six Goswamis, because they're after the liberation. Govinda Ganamrita, they're pouring these songs. So Sanatan Rupa Raghunath, they're all pouring the songs of Govinda on them. The Papa, the poor living entities, Papa, Tapa, Kintano, Tanubitam, all the embodied entities, anybody, they're obsessed with it. One could think, oh, there's some Babaji sitting. No, there are Babaji sitting somewhere, but just see. We're reading it now, and still it's flooding, 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 this ocean. Krishno jane vyas tamaham prabhaje. Yo pamra, like this word is used, pamra. The most fallen, although they're feeling so fallen, but just see the ecstasy we're feeling. So Sanatana is describing this in such a beautiful way in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Just this chanting, how it floods all the senses. Mukyo vag indriye pradur bhutam namamritai ganamritai. This is their business, and this Amrita, Siddhanta Amrita, many times this word Amrita is added Amrita. So we're after this eternal. There's no death to it. Mrityu refers to this material world. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshana darshanam. Anarimat param brahma nasatanu. Krishna tells Arjuna, I will give you a taste of this eternal nectar. So what is that being expanded in the Bhagavatam, from Bhagavad Gita to Bhagavatam to Chaitanya Charitamrita and all these other books. So we cannot neglect it. This Brihad Bhagavatamrita, if you look at it, it's three huge books, and you know, it's a lot. It's 12,000 verses or something. I don't know if I get how many. I know 12,000 slokas in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's so many. So it's daunting when you look at the books on the shelf, you know. I think a lot of people just keep the books because they think, well, which one would I read? You know, it's like too big. You can't. But you have to take one drop. It's like Prabhupada was said several times. When I open Bhagavatam, when I open the Shastra, it doesn't matter where you open because it's like a big bag of nectar. He said sugar. It's always sweet, no matter where you taste it. So you might grab random. You can read one after another. Just like when in New Vrindavan, when Prabhupada came there, the Gurukula was presenting boys or girls, kids. They were chanting some shlokas. So they were just important shlokas. So Prabhupada said, not just in those shlokas, everything from the beginning, dharma kshete kurukshetra. You should know everything. And the purports. So Kirtananda said, oh yes, they're learning. He said, and the purports, Prabhupada said, not just the shlokas. And every shloka, one after another, not just important ones. Important ones, yes, of course. But so this one drop or ocean, if one gets a drop, and then later on or in this section, Sanatan will be asking, I think, the next chapter about the Atma Rama verse, Atma Rama Artang Sung. So I heard that when you spoke with Sarvabhauma, you gave so many understandings from the Atma Rama verse. So can you please explain that? So what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said? Actually, I'm a madman, and Sarvabhauma is a madman, so I don't know what I spoke. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But in your association, maybe I'll speak something. So then he gave all different explanations, and so much more nectar was churned. So there's unlimited nectar to be churned in one drop, one word. Klishamanam, avidya kama karma bi. Klishamanam, I mentioned it a different times, but Prabhupada said, in just two lines of Kunti's prayers, there's more philosophy than all the Western philosophers. That we're suffering due to our material desires and our karma, that's all. Shravana smarana harni. So in this way, one can churn this nectar again and again. Just like Hare Krishna mantra. This is what Sanatana Goswami is saying. There might be people like to read the Shastra, all the Puranas. Somebody may know all the Puranas, that's great. Adavante chamadye chas. There's so many verses that describe. You may go to the other side of the Vedas, Veda Paragasa. But you have to come to this conclusion. Chanting Hare Krishna. Hari Sarvatra Giyate. These two syllables. So we take Hari and we take the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as the essence. That's also described how Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Uchai. Mahaprabhu is chanting loudly. This Hare Krishna mantra. Sometimes they say, well, he was chanting something else or some nonsense. So, therefore, Sanatana Goswami is giving this in-depth analysis. But yes, there's so many types of things. He says, a newer person, Nava Bhakta, he thinks, oh, he may, and that's describing most of us, we think, oh, yes, this Hare Krishna is. My tongue is experiencing, my ear, Tunde Tandavani. When Rupa Goswami had his verse that he presented about the holy name, Tunde Tandavani, Vitanate Tundavali Labde Karnakro, Gatayate Karnabhudebhyas Priham. Just by hearing the holy name, and who was sitting there? Mahaprabhu was sitting there, all his close associates, Sarva Bhoma, Surup Damodar, Ramananda. So when Rupa Goswami presented that verse, they were amazed. And that we heard so many descriptions of the holy name, but this we never heard anything like. Of course, we don't give up all the other descriptions. Rupa Goswami's verse was being praised like that. Just the one Hare Krishna mantra. Prabhupada said, people see us chanting in the street, and they think, oh, these guys are chanting the same thing over and over. It's 50 years, 55 years. Sometimes you meet people who, they say, oh yeah, when I was a kid, I saw you guys chanting. Now you're still chanting. So they don't tire of it. No, the devotees are still chanting that one drop, that Hare Krishna. Golokera Premada, Harinama Samkirtan. Right? Jai Bole Hari, just always chanting, just get because they're relishing it. It's becoming newer and newer. Nitya Navana Vayamana. Ruchiram Navam Navam. Like the Bhagavatam. It's always new. It's so vast, especially when we read the commentaries. And then we think, wow, I never read this before. It's amazing. If you read Bhagavatamrita, after a few years you haven't read it, then you, wow. How is that? It's such a great scholar, that Sanatana Goswami at the same time. Such an ecstatic program. He's composing this Bhagavatamrita. Never tire of hearing it. And they're chanting the same slogan. Prabhupada used the word slogan. You know, it's the sloka slogan. So we never tire of it. It's only a drop. Nityananda bolite hoy. Ole ashokalong ashru gangabai nityananda bolite hoy. Krishna prema doy. That Kaviraj Goswami is saying there, if one chants just the name Nityananda, now, anytime, he'll always feel ecstasy. Nityananda bolite hoy, Krishna prema doy. Olaya ashru, tears will flow from his eyes. Otherwise, tad ashru saram vidayam batedam. We should know that we're stone-hearted. So Sanatana Goswami is explaining, so a new devotee, you'll feel bliss also. He describes that. But a more advanced devotee, he says, he'll think, this is not my eyes, not my tongue. No, none of those things. He has full realization, so he's not even thinking that this tongue. Although the tongue, Rupa Goswami is saying, I want many tongues. That's an advanced position. I don't just want one tongue. Then when this holy name comes into the mouth and dances and on the tongue. Chaita prangana sangana vijayate sarvandriyanam. All the senses are conquered. No need of all this yoga. Prabhupada used to call nose pressing, standing, sitting on nails or whatever any type of yoga there is. If this is not so important. But this is the topmost yoga. We have our book, Topmost Yoga. All throughout the sixth chapter of the Gita, you hear about yoga. Fifth chapter, so much about yoga and meditation, dhyan. But at the end, yoginam api sarvejam. Tapasvi to dipyo yogi, jnani vyas. Higher than the karmi, the jnani, the yogi. That's okay, Krishna says, but of all that, because Arjuna was saying, I can't practice. He was hearing about this yoga practice. He said, chanchalami mana, my mind is completely crazy. So that, therefore, these jnanis, headed by the nine yogendras in Janaloka, they're speaking like that. It's so important to do meditation like that. At least Sanatana Goswami knows that. We don't know anything, but he is telling us this revealing is revealed by Sanatana Goswami. How can he reveal it? Because he's in the heart. Tene Brahma Hridayari Kavaye Muhyanti Atsurya. It's revealed in the heart of Sanatan. Sada Hridaya Kandare Spurudhuvasta Sachinandana. And we're getting the blessings of our Rupa Sanatan. Sada Hridaya Kandare Spurudhuvasta Sachinandana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will appear in your heart. And he will give Unato Jvalas, the highest prema. Namo Mahavaranyaya. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Mahaprabhu is giving and his representatives are giving his prema. And devotees are cautioned then not to, even if Mahaprabhu is saying, I don't have prema. Prema dana bina bhyarta. Kaviraj Goswami is giving that shloka. Prema dana bina bhyarta. What is it? Daridra jivan. Daridra. Very poor, I don't have love of God. But if you give me only this salary of your holy name, your love, prema dana, gauri prema dana, you give me your love of God, then I can get it. Otherwise, I'm very poor. So Narottam is saying like that, prema dana ratana helaya tyaginu. I gave up this jewel. What are we doing in this material world? Just trying to enjoy. Bishama bishaya bisha. This poisonous sense gratification. Dangerous poison of sense gratification. At the end, he says, Keache, why am I living even? Kisuka lagia. I didn't get this prema, this pleasure of prema, therefore I lived uselessly. Uselessly, worthless. Just our limbs are like wood, described there in Madhulila. Like wood and stone, stone-hearted. So this should be our aspiration. Oh, I can't read more of these slokas. All right, so 22. Pangu nachaite vidi hoito marman varadeha mora mate darya charan. If you want to make a lame man like me dance, kindly bestow your transcendental blessings by placing your lotus feet on my head. Varadeha. Varam deva moksha na moksha. So this vara means a benediction. Deha. Morama deha moramate darya charan mui jeshi kailun tore sporuka shoko eto mara bara hoite hobe moraba. Now will you please tell me, let whatever I have instructed all be fully manifest to you. By blessing me in this way, you will give me strength to describe all this. Trabi Mahaprabhu Tara Shiri Dori Kori Varadilo Esab Sporuka Tomare. Mahaprabhu then placed his hand on Sanatan Goswami's head and blessed him, saying, let all these instructions be manifest to you. Sankshepe Kahilun Prem Prayod Shambhad Vistari Kahan Najai Prabhura Prasad. Thus, I have briefly, Sankshep means briefly, described the discussion of the ultimate goal of life, love of God. The mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot be described expansively. Vistari Kahan Najai Prabhura. So many places that Kaviraj Goswami says, I mean, after all, Kaviraj Goswami was hearing from Raghunath Das. So Raghunath Das was there for so many years, I don't know how many years, 17 or so, with Mahaprabhu. Very humble, he hardly ever spoke directly. But he was also the direct servant of Swarup Damodara, who was the foremost, most confidential servant of Mahaprabhu. And so Kaviraj Goswami, he heard that, all that, so much of it. So he knows. No one can contradict, no one can find fault. And he still, from what he heard and all that he heard, this is He's saying, I can't describe. He was getting old, Jatur, and afflicted. He said his hand is shaking. He's going, he can't see properly. We understand that he was past 90, and he's writing down all these things. In the beginning, he summarized it also in the Majjalila. First he wrote the Adilila, then Majjalila, thinking that he could die any minute. But let me put out all this nectar. He gave out all the ecstatic transformations of Mahaprabhu. But it can't be described. Even after he's done the whole book, he said, there's so much more. In one moment, 1 hour, one hour, that Chaitanya is performing so many ecstatic pastimes you cannot describe. Even Brahma, Brahmara Durlabha Prema. You cannot understand it. You cannot. So, therefore, Kaviraj Goswami saying, yes, Brahma, I cannot understand. Brahmadi. None of the devas can write it. Koveti Bhuman Bhagavan Paratman Yogeshwaro Tir. One of Brahma's prayers, he says, I have no idea. Janantevi Janantu. Those who say they know all things about Krishna, that's okay. This is Lord Brahma himself saying, Janantevi Janantu. Let them say that. That's okay. He is the Lord of the universe. He knows everything that's going on. So and still there's people saying, yes, oh, I know in Krishna, I know. So they're not knowing anything, but they're thinking, they're knowing something. So Lord Brahma is saying that also. Koveti Bhuman, Kaveti, how it's going on, where it's going on, when, beyond time and space, I don't know this. Yogeshwarotir, it's all going on by your mystic powers. He was bewildered, Mohilun. Brahma tried to steal the cows, and we know the story. Then he was made to feel very humble. Then we have Prabhur Upadeshamrita Shuni Jay John. Achirat Milaitare Krishna Premadam. Whoever hears these instructions given to Sanatana Goswami by the Lord comes very soon to realize love of God, Krishna. That's something interesting. Rupa Raghunatha Padijara Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Da. Praying at the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Okay, any discussions here?
We have many great acharyas, Sanatana Rupa, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Prabhupada. So you said without their mercy, how do we get their mercy without eclipsing our own spiritual master? Or just how do we keep the proper etiquette so that, and how to get that mercy from the acharyas to actually realize these things?
How do we get the mercy? It just kind of described it right here, right? Just by reading this. Right.
I'm saying for a devotee who's looking to do that, to not over,
whoever hears these,
not to overshadow or eclipse his own guru. I mean, how far do you go with the other acharyas and gurus?
Overshadow your own guru. Well, as soon as one thinks he's overshadowing,
want to jump sometimes to the, you know, I want to follow Jiva Goswami, you know, I want to follow Rupa Goswami. It's okay, but.
So I don't, you know, these great acharyas are constantly showing great humility. Like if we read Baladeva Vidyabhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti, they're quite different, their mood. But Baladeva is never thinking he's overshadowing. Sometimes in the commentary, they add something, and then in our little mind, we might think they're jumping over or, you know, like that. But they're just... Prabhupada describes it as has given a further realization in one particular purport with Sukadeva Goswami's prayers in the 2-4 at the end. I can't remember that verse. But all the prayers are very wonderful, Sukadeva's prayers, of course. And at the end is described that one drinks this, right, through his ears, whoever, his senses. And so then the Jiva Goswami gave some purport that but then Prabhupada says, Vishnu Chakravarti has given a further advance that this is Gopi Bob. What Sukadev is describing is Gopi Bob there, you know. So Prabhupada describes that as a further advance, which doesn't mean he's never going to reject or think that he's greater than Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath, but just adding, it's churning the ecstasy. You know, so, or else nobody would do anything. You would be crippled, hobbled, and think, well, why should I say anything? I give a class, it's stupid. What am I going to say? Here's Sanatana speaking with Lord Chaitanya. We should think that, forget it. You can think that. We should think that way. But we're just kind of quoting them. What to speak if you're Baladev Vidyabhushan, I mean, super intellectual Jiva Goswami. But they're still thinking that I'm nothing, a tiny particle. But if they give up that humility, then yeah, just like that Balababat. Here's the mic right here, Mukunda.
Actually, it's mentioned that in the current Acharya, all the previous Acharyas...
Get closer.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. That in the present Acharya, all the previous Acharyas are also manifest. Like, that's why we call Bhaktivinoda Thakur Saptam Goswami, Sachinan Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because they're all present in that current Acharya. So if you see the current Acharya, you actually see the mercy and kripa of all the previous Acharyas. And also, if you read the books of the previous Acharyas, it doesn't really supersede or jump over the current Acharya. It's usually under the guidance, like in Adi Lila 2.117, Srila Prabhupada very strongly mentioned the lack of studying the books of the previous Acharyas will make it difficult to obtain pure devotion.
Is that Siddhanta Bolya Chitti?
In that verse, yeah, in the purport of that verse.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, there's one walk or conversation where someone says to Prabhupada, you can hear it, and he said, well, Prabhupada, we heard that we shouldn't study the previous Acharyas. Bhaktivinoda said, no, I've not said that. Why? I said that. But there's a way to do it where you don't jump over. One devotee was, this happened. There's so many instances we could talk about that, but still. One devotee was walking around with a photograph or something attached to it, and he was just looking at Bhakti Siddhanta photograph or something. So Prabhupada said, yeah, you can, especially on the day of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati disappearance and appearance, but we don't jump over the horse to eat the grass. We don't think that this is a kind of a newer philosophy that we can go direct. We do go, but we don't overstep. It's very carefully. Savadana mate. When we chant that Guru Charana Padma, the word savadana means carefully, carefully. Carefully means, Prabhupada said, be intelligent. So you have to be intelligent.
Yes. But Srila Prabhupada says that if you want to do a spiritual advancement, one has to worship the superior previous acharyas to do spiritual advancements. So we in the Vaishnava calendar, we had the appearance, disappearance, so also many great acharyas. So that's when we pray and we worship them to the spiritual advancement.
Right. So, yeah, we don't jump over, and at the same time, we take the mercy. Anything else here?
Yeah, Well, you know, how do you get the mercy of the previous acharyas without jumping over the present acharya? I mean, that's what Prabhupada's doing. He's right there writing in his books, you get the other acharyas, and he's, you get the mercy of all these acharyas. But he wasn't like, I don't think he had a problem with Bhaktisiddhanta as a spiritual master in order to do that. You know, we don't see any disrespect or feeling of lacking. I mean, he maintained that very potent relationship with Bhaktisiddhanta, and yet, he's speaking like this, so I assume if he's speaking like that, he was doing it.
Bande gurun isha bhaktan isha. First thing is Kaviraj Goswami, he offers respect to the plural gurus, all these gurus. He's saying, so many gurus, I take the dust on their head, he doesn't want to leave. He'll apologize, or he'll say, if I left anyone out, please excuse me. I take the dust, even of all the readers of this Chaitanya Charitamrita, I take their dust on my head. The readers, a reader could be a guy in the street that you just gave a book to, got a hamburger in his hand. But he's saying, he's taking the dust. Swami Namanila. Yeah, I was going to say that, but it's a long story. Yeah, one who doesn't accept. Yeah, but, you know. Anyway, the mic goes over here now.
You had your
one, you know, there's only like a...
Who said I only had one? Then the other
I
one.
I says.
I got two. The other one, even in ordinary affairs...
The law of the jungle.
Wait, I'm being interrupted now. But even in ordinary affairs, I mean, you have family relationships. It's like, I got my grandfather, I got my uncles, this and that. I mean, it's not like we have no relationship with them and get no benefit from that relationship, but we don't necessarily have to blow off our relationship with our own parents in order to do it. I mean, it takes a little graceful etiquette how to manage...
Panchagoda doesn't understand this. You got to explain it to him.
He's just trying to find out if you understand it. He's just trying to figure out what the heck you're talking about.
I was just wondering, and I don't know if you might have said it, but I didn't catch it. You had said that Sanatan Goswami had told the devotees a verse about the holy name that they were all amazed by. I was just wondering the English of that verse.
That he wrote it. It's in the Goloka Mahatmya of the the Brihada Bhagavatamrita. Two parts. The second part is ultimate goal is Goloka. So. On the way there, you hear about all these different places in the material world, Vaikuntha. So when at one point, the Vaikuntha Dutas are explaining to this Gopal Kumar, and they're proposing so many arguments. They're quoting back and forth, and they're quoting the Navayogendras, who are more into just meditation, maybe on Krishna or Vishnu. And so Sanatana Goswami is giving these different art, but till then he's saying, of all this, meditation is great for the people who want to do that, but Sanatana Goswami's final opinion is that chanting is better. So he gives 10, 15 verses of all amazing. I mean, he gives the whole book is nothing but amazing, but the particular verses, which are very important verses about the holy name, how it's more benefiting than just meditating. And he gives the reason why. And why the people who think meditation is more important, that's what I mentioned, they think because meditation is more difficult, because the mind, control the mind, you have to do all these things. And, whereas chanting seems very simple. So what was your question?
Oh, I was just wondering the English translation, but I didn't know it was
a lot. Well, there's several, but I quoted a few verses there, but that was the thread, the main idea of all those verses is that the chanting, but it conquers the senses. Then I quoted Rupa Goswami, Chaita Prangana Sangane. By chanting and the desire, Rupa Goswami has a desire to have millions of years, Kana Budebya Spriham. He wants millions of years, millions of tongues. And finally, he says, Chaita Prangana, when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, Chaita Prangana Sangane, Vijayate Sarvendriyan, it conquers all the other senses, just by the chanting, so that the conclusion. And the final, he says, Kanabi Devi, what is Viham? The last line, he said, No jane janitaki ad biramitai Krishna. This Amrita is mentioned. Amritai, what is it? Krishna Varnam Twai. These two syllables, Krishna. We don't know how much nectar. No jane means, we don't know. No jane janita means produced. No jane janita kyamritam krishna varna dvayi. These two syllables, we don't know how much nectar because it's going on and never ends. Therefore, That's Rupa Goswami's conclusion. And Lord Chaitanya is there sitting, hearing this verse. Krishna's Kaviraj says the verse three times in Ancha 1, three times. So it must be a good verse. Wait.
So I was wondering, like you mentioned, if Lord Chaitanya came here, you know, today, you know, like would we recognize him, would we appreciate him? And it was just like when Krishna was on the planet, there were some people who knew right away it was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The others, they didn't. And then also how 1 second of association with a pure devotee is enough to bring someone back home, back to Godhead. So how does that work? Like when you're chanting out in the streets and then people hear the holy name, is it just like, it just start like I've heard that even if somebody thinks, well, it's kind of nice that they're out here, you know, but that's Shraddha, that's the beginning. So.
What's the question?
Well, the question is, how does it work?
You know, I just mentioned that about, if you take all the people of India at the time of Rupa and Sanatan, it's only Rupa and Sanatan that, you know, just hearing about Mahaprabhu, they were already like just hearing about it. Just someone, I'm sure they heard, because they were the head of the kingdom of Bengal, so they probably heard a bit. Even the king himself, when he heard about Lord Chaitanya, he asked his Keshav, he was a secretary there. He asked him, I heard about this sadhu, and my spies have seen a sadhu out and around Ramakali, I think it's Ramakali, and he said, and the people are coming there from all over, and they give up their work, they don't even eat, and they don't do anything, they're just stunned seeing the sadhu. So the Keshav, what's his name, Keshav Chaudhary, I think, he said, although he wanted to minimize, he thought the king is, he could do anything, so he said, no, he's just an ordinary sadhu, you see these sadhus all the time, you know, don't bother, don't think of it. Then when he asked Sanatan, Sanatan said, the personality of God has come to your kingdom. He was straightforward. He just said, so you're the king. You represent whoever they call God, the Muslims. So you should know within your heart. But anyway, the king didn't disturb because for some reason. But they were worried. They came to try to give Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya went there, that was a later on, I think. And he said, so they were worried. They were trying to tell the associates of Lord Chaitanya, tell him he should get out of this place because the king is so bad. And Lord Chaitanya, not only didn't he care, he didn't even listen to the warnings. Didn't hear it. So what is he? He's not worried about it. So, but anyway, Rupa and Sanatana were fit candidates. They were constantly saying, we're unfit. You can't find it. Ma tulyo nashti pap ma ma na parado. We're full of, I think that's the verse they were quoting, verse like that, saying we're so sinful, you know, you jagai madai hoite, you jagai madai, they were much more qualified than we are, at least, you know, but we are so unqualified, we're worse than jagai madai, so we're so sinful, you can't find anyone, but the conclusion is that we should get the mercy, so we should think that way also, I guess we're so sinful, it's not easy to be like Rupa and Sanatana. Don't try that at home. But so they were fit candidates. I mean, Sanatana Goswami, when he told Lord Chaitanya, he said, Pandit Tai Satya Mani. The local people, Vyavahari Lok, they always say I'm a big pundit because I know languages. And you know, we can well imagine if he's the right-hand man of the king of Bengal, Sanatana Goswami knew something. Anyway, so you could chant those slokas and praise the Lord. So,
you know, like sometimes somebody can immediately, like, you know, immediately surrender, just really understand everything. So is that past pious activity?
Yeah, they can surrender, but they're not Rupa and Sanatana. They can't chant these prayers, and Lord Chaitanya's heart is melting. He's telling them, don't stop. He says, stop. Your humility is breaking my heart. So that people may surrender, but there's different degrees. That's all the only point we're making. We're just saying that the superiority. Although they're thinking they're very humble, we're thinking Rupa and Sanatana is like way, you know, that we... Prati Janme, we want to get so many lifetimes that we could possibly understand what they're doing. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, thank you for sharing all that you've shared. You mentioned this point of like the confidential nectar of chastisement. I think I heard
that was Jagannanda Pandit. He was being chastised in Puri because he had advised Sanatana to go to Vrindavan. Sanatana was feeling, you know, almost he wanted to give up his body, and he felt like that. So Jagadananda, he advised him, and Lord Chaitanya said, well, who is he to advise Sanatana? Sanatana's like my guru. But, you know, when you read the Chaitanya over 50 years, you think it's kind of funny because Jagadananda, he was a childhood friend. He probably knew Lord Chaitanya before anybody, maybe Gadadhar Pandit or something, when they were 6, 7 years old, but he's calling him a new man and chastising him because he's very intimate. He is actually very intimate. And so, as you're talking about, there were two things I mentioned. One was in when he wore the red cloth, Sanatana. So what were you thinking? But the point was that Sanatana, because Jagannanda was chastised, Sanatana said, now I understand that he's more intimate and, because he's getting chastised, that to get chastised means, of course, some people were chastised without being that intimate. But that's, we have to just hear about it. But the point is always there. The Siddhanta is there, the conclusion. Even if we don't figure it out, then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati or Bhaktivinoda Thakur will give it in their comments. They'll explain it. Sometimes a little difficult to understand. Like I was reading a verse yesterday in the Bhagavatam, we had a class, and it said, Sri Haranikashipu. And Sri means like, wow, why is he called Sri, you know? So the acharyas explained, because of his association with Prahlad, he's got this title, Sri. Ordinarily, he's just a demon. A lot of time it just says Haranikashipu Uvacha, but there it says Sri several times. But Sri is glorification, you know? Means he's full of opulence, and so. But that explained why. There's certain things have to be explained. We can't figure it out all the time. I mean that. What's that? He was put on the Changa, the brother of Ramananda Roy's brother, huh? What? Gopinath Patanayaka was put on this. He was punished to be killed. And the way they did it in those days was one way, I guess, was, you know, there's like a trap door, they open the door, and you fall on these swords. It doesn't sound like a good way to start your day, you know? So because he was joking with the prince, he didn't consider the prince that important, that he was the son of the king, Prataparudra, and Gopinath owed money, supposedly they thought he owed money. So he said, I will pay, but I don't have money, but I can give you these horses. He had these very, very expensive horses. He said, I'll give you horses. And then the prince said, no, I don't think the horses are worth that much. But this prince had this idiosyncrasy where he would look up at the sky, he had like a thing with tick or something, you call it. You go like this. So then Gopinath said, these horses are first class, and they don't look up at the sky. It's actually hysterical. He probably imitated him. He said, they don't do this. And so the prince wasn't that happy. So he had him put up to be killed. And then Lord Chaitanya, many people came to see Lord Chaitanya 3 or 4 times, and they said, you know, Gopinath, he's the brother of Ramananda Roy. He's, you know, the son of Bhavananda Roy, and he's an associate of yours. He's going to be killed. Lord Chaitanya, you don't bother me. I'm a sannyasi. I don't want to hear about all this stuff. He was misappropriating money, so, you know, he's going to get his punishment. But anyway, examples given. The Chota Haridas, he didn't do that much wrong from our consideration, but Lord Chaitanya made an example of him. So that's explained in many pages by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. And sometimes you think, well, he didn't do that much. He might have glanced at some girl, you know, or something. But
He was saved. Yeah. He was saved because Kashi Mishra came and said, you know, finally said something. He's about to be killed, but Kashi Mishra was a very intimate associate. But still, Lord Chaitanya was, something happened. I think it was Kashi Mishra heard about it, or the got back to the king, I think. And the king said, well, we just wanted the money back. We didn't want to kill this poor guy. So they saved. Anyway. Okay, so we won't be able to figure that out this life, but he was saved anyway. But Mukunda still got...
I actually had a question.
What was the question?
So you said there's like a link with intimacy and being chastised. So for myself, there are people that I trust, spiritual authorities that I trust, but I still have like a tendency to withhold or like be duplicitous. So like, how can you move through that and just kind of...
People you trust, but what?
Just like...
You withhold from them?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with Lord Chaitanya, but, you know, yeah, I mean...
But I think...
Then what's the question?
To follow in the mood of Lord Chaitanya, to be humble, like, to not withhold, or to, like, live to be corrected, sort of.
Well, there's didati patigrinati... Guyam akati prichati, the six symptoms of love, you know, is that you give gifts, you receive gifts, you speak confidentially with certain people, and you're not with everybody. So there's somebody you speak confidentially with, not everybody. So you can withhold, yeah. Anyway, you don't always give, but there's certain. Yeah, you can't isolate, take things out of context. Yeah, you have to see the whole. All the shastras and some verses are applicable in different places.
Yeah, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhajanga Hasya and Jiva Goswami Bhakti Sandarbha, they describe how the name has different effects on different people according to their previous samskaras and their current samskaras. So for let's say we go on Harinam and we're chanting, then ordinary people, according to their samskaras, will get a different impact of the name. For some people, they'll only hear the 32 syllables of the mantra, and for those persons, they will get sukriti, bhakti sukritis, which will eventually lead to sadhu sangha. Somebody whose sukritis from previous lives are more developed, when they hear the name, the purificatory effects of that nam abhas will bring them to inquire with faith about a deeper sense of the name. Once they come to a deeper sense of the name, they'll understand the 16 names, Radha and Krishna, to be related to the deities. When the bhakti becomes more mature, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying, the names are realized as eight pairs, because the person always thinks of the praying between Radha and Krishna, which is imbued in the name. And then in the deepest sense, one realizes that the goal of the practice is Krishna Prem. And in realizing that Krishna Prem is the goal of the practice, they realize these eight pairs of names, when the Prem becomes so high, Sri Radha Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Asmad, it causes the transformation of Radha and Krishna to become one form with one name, which is called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the name has a different effect according to the adhikar and the samskars of different people. So the name is not universally the same for everyone. The name is the same, but the impact on the person depends on their samskaras and adhikar. Coming into bhakti to be adhikar, prior to that, Rupa Goswami, the verse is praktanaka duni chasti yat sat bhakti vasana. According to praktanak, samskars mean previous lives, and adunik means what's going on in this life. Those samskars determine what the impact of the name is on a particular person. So that's why you see different variations of people's understanding and relationship to hearing right now.
That's a long answer. I'm sure you could go on for another hour, but. Okay, so we will adjourn, Haribo.